producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
A Montgomery County judge denied Cosby's request to have a sex assault charge against him thrown out, and that means the case will go forward.
Bill Cosby could have walked out the doors behind me earlier tonight, not facing any more charges, but that is not the case. Tonight, his legal team is preparing for a major battle in this courtroom behind me that could send him behind bars for the rest of his life.
Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we work through the top 10 items, the top 10 talk topics of the week. As usual in this space on the program, we start with number 10. The situation that presents itself now is, what if we go to number 9, the number 9 item.
Number 9.
The President of the United States visited a mosque, and here's the overview.
The President of the United States went to a mosque. He gave a very good speech. It was a superb speech, actually, one that argued for religious tolerance, reminded people of various persecutions of religious minorities in our history, reminded them of our Muslim allies around the world. You know, I don't give him compliments very often, but he did a very good job today. Do you think he's taken a page from your brother's book on this?
If it was a good speech, I'm happy, because I think it's important for the president to lead in this regard. And my brother did it much earlier in his tenure than Barack Obama's done it in the eighth year. And I'm not quite sure why he avoided doing this, but it was appropriate to do it. And sometimes you have to give someone credit for a job well done. I hadn't seen the speech, but it's important. Look, when you have a candidate for president that says we're going to ban all Muslims coming into the country, the implications of that are horrific as it relates to our national security. But it also sends a signal to the millions of peaceful Muslims that are as American as you and I. And I think it's important for people to know that they have worth, that they have value, that that we're all, you know, we're all American. And we should target our energies to defeat radical Islam and the radicalization of people. We need to be kept safe, but you can do that by being respectful of people of the Muslim faith as well.
Here's Taco's Q Hewitt speaking to presidential candidate Jeb Bush about President Obama's visit to the mosque and whether this is actually taking a page out of a former president's book.
Number 8.
The number 8 item. As you might expect, the Super Bowl is a big buzz. Super Bowl 50 taking place this weekend. Here's host Mike Francesca talking to NFL executive Joe Brown about the history of the Super Bowl and when it became the huge event that it is today.
So what year would you say now, as you look at this thing and the enormity of it, what year did it first take on a formative look? I mean, how many Super Bowls were we in before this started to even get to be? The first game I went to was the year, would have been Super Bowl, I think it was 18, would have been the first really? One I went to. Mm-hmm. Now, might have been 17, but I think it was 18. But what year would you say the thing started to really become a formative event?
Well, other than just the football game, you know, from the very beginning, Roselle wanted it to be a weekend because he was concerned that we would have blowouts for the games and people would say, I came all the way out here for 37-7. And so we always had, for instance, the Friday night league party for advertisers and sponsors
right.
and media. But I think when you look back, I think the Giants Buffalo game, the wide right game.
Right.
I think that that really changed things because we were in a bad streak. We were on a bad streak in the late 80s. We had a number of blowouts.
Yeah, sure did.
And the rating, I remember the rating for the what would have been the January 1990 game was the lowest we had been, had in 20 years. And so when the Bills and the Giants played, of course that was the year of the first Gulf War. Things were really different.
Remember so that very well.
You were down in Tampa for that.
Sure. Yep. And we went from San Francisco to Tampa. Doug and I were in San Francisco. We flew across the country after the game that night. We were at that game where the Giants upset the Niners and came across that night to Tampa. Yeah, that Sunday night.
Well, I had to fly all the way. You had to do that. I had to fly all the way from Buffalo down to Tampa. So I'm kidding you. But that game changed in so many respects. We had right from the beginning, from Whitney Houston singing the national anthem,
right,
to the last play, the wide right, the kick. And then the following year, we were in Minnesota, which was,
yep, Buffalo, Washington. Well, it was a one-sided game. Yeah.
Yeah. And we did some community involvement there. And then the following year, we were in LA. And we had, we started Super Bowl experience, more than just one day Super Bowl experience, where we wanted to get the fans in LA involved. I mean, we try to get everyone excited in the city where we play the game, but only X amount of them can actually go to the game. So we try to get other events around that.
From the FYI department, on the day of the big game, Americans are going to consume 325 million gallons of beer, 1.25 billion chicken wings, and 8 million pounds of tortilla chips. Okay, so that's what many of you will be doing as you sit and watch the game, or at least watch the commercials for the game, because a lot of people don't care much about the game. They're more interested in watching the commercials. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in at 13 past the hour. The countdown continues.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket. Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I've been an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the flame-grilled chicken burger. Part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Being there matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Number seven.
The number seven item this week on the Talk Radio Review, the discussion of women in the Selective Service, to do or not to do, that is the question. The countdown has a host from WTVN talking to retired U.S. Army Colonel Pete Mansour about whether it's a good idea to require women to sign up for the Selective Service.
As I understand it, Army and Marine Corps chiefs say it's time for women to register for the draft. That seems like a weird thing. We don't draft anymore in this country.
No, but we do have a selective service system in case there is ever a need for a massive amount of manpower to go into the military.
Yeah, given your experience in the military, high-ranking Army, and just as a scholar, as a studier of such things, is this a good idea in your opinion or bad?
It's a great idea.
Tell me why.
It would have been done even if women weren't put into combat positions. Women right now compose about 15% of the military, and if we ever needed massive amounts of soldiers and sailors, airmen, Marines, you know, women should be part of the force.
What do women bring to it that make you immediately say, great idea?
Well, they bring great intelligence. They're very disciplined. There's actually fewer discipline cases among female soldiers than male soldiers. They perform their jobs very competently.
When you look at the nature of the military, kind of break you down and then build you back up, make you part of the team and all that, women fare pretty well in that kind of environment?
They do. Of course, they have, you know, different physical capabilities, and I think, you know, the Army Chief and the Marine Corps Commandant understand that. And, you know, I think they have drawn a line in the sand, if you will, that they will not lower standards in introducing women into positions that require great physical abilities, such as combat positions.
And when you look at the differences, whether psychological or physical, between men and women in those kind of pressure cooker situations, do they trust each other the same? I mean, you get units of people that work together, so they're going to have some history. But when it gets down to it, does a man look at a woman, does a woman look at a man the same when you talk about confidence, needing confidence in a serious combat situation?
You know, when the chips are down and the stress level is up, you're not looking at the soldier next to you. You're looking at the enemy in front of you. And I've found that the teams that we formed in the Army are every bit as cohesive with women as without them.
Yeah, and are there countries right now on the globe that you know, treat men and women in the same way for combat? And how does it work there?
Yeah, actually, in Norway, I think their senior military officer is a female, and she was an infantry officer throughout her career. So it's worked very well for them. Of course, they found, as I think we will find, that in terms of physical capabilities, the number of women who can actually perform combat duties is pretty limited.
You know, this, let me throw a different twist on this from my own experience of having talked about it on the air on my program during the week and the situation that exists. For example, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and many of the tasks on the farm are done much better by women, including some of the heavy lifting, milking the cows, working the field. That sexual stereotype that goes with women being weaker just doesn't fly anymore in many different ways, whether it's the physical strength or the ability to think things through, whatever the old thinking. And that's, let's face it, that's what goes on in the military. It's the old thinking. If it was new thinking, we wouldn't have wars. Honestly, think it through. If it weren't for men and the way they think and the testosterone of I'm the right one and you're wrong and I'm going to beat you up or I'm going to go to war and I'm going to prove that we're the tough guys, it's men making these decisions that makes it sort of a limited reach. So women in the military, the same as women in business, the same as women in it becomes almost a silly discussion because of the difference that some people think that is presented by those who are a different sex. It's insecurity, frankly, that presents that problem. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 21 past the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number 6.
The weekly event known as the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the TRCS, focusing now on the problem of refugees in Europe. Here are hosts Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking with CBS correspondent Larry Miller about the meetings happening in London this week to address the ongoing Syrian refugee crisis and how various countries are handling it to this date.
We've got leaders from 70 countries meeting, and that's basically a meeting to pledge billions of dollars in aid for Syrians who are suffering, as you've described, very much so because of the five-year-old civil war, no end in sight. We hear that the peace talks as such, and peace in quotes, of course, have broken down over yet further hurdles. Well, at this conference in London, the UN says $9 billion of assistance is needed for this year alone. That's double the money pledged in 2015. Incidentally, not all the countries that pledged money last year coughed it up. So they need $9 billion this year. And Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, UN Secretary General, opened the conference describing the situation in Syria as unsustainable. He warns massive international aid is not short-term. It's going to be decades more that it'll be needed, that there's a whole generation of lost Syrian children. What's going to happen to them? They're getting no education. And that was sort of the tone of the thing.
And when you take 11 million people that have been displaced and you take that amount of money that is being asked for, it actually doesn't seem like all that much when you've got 11 million displaced people.
And they're displaced. We hear so much about the migrants, the refugees coming to Europe, but there's millions more in these camps in Jordan and Turkey and other countries that are living hand-to-mouth from aid, and there's no future for these people. We're talking about refugee camps the size of Philadelphia.
That's unreal. And most people don't really want to leave the region, you know, to have to flee to Germany But they're, you know, I was looking.
But what do they have to go back to? I mean,
well,
you know,
you describe
Hiroshima like what it looks like on the ground with the effects of this war is any homes they had long gone, any businesses they had long gone. And what's also very serious for Syria. Syria was the Syrians were very highly educated, a lot of professionals, doctors, lawyers, that sort of thing. And so many of these people have gone. So many of these people have been killed. We can build up the physical infrastructure, but what about the human infrastructure after the military fight goes on? In fact, Ban Ki-moon says the military might won't end the suffering. The only thing that will end it is diplomacy, and we're seeing that there's no diplomacy going on right now of any real sort.
Yeah, I mean, Homs, for instance, seems to be just have a bullseye on it from Russian bombings and then sporadic ISIS attacks as well. I mean, everybody's involved.
People are caught in the middle, and these are all innocent people. They may not have taken sides at all, and they don't even know who the sides are, but they are getting bombed from the sky. They're getting bombed from the ground. They're getting shot. They're getting decapitated. It's a absolutely horrendous situation that really, I mean, you know, it's never, well, I'm not going to say never been seen before, but not in maybe our generation.
Maybe I make a reference back to what I said a few minutes ago regarding women running things. And speaking of that, Angela Merkel runs Germany, and she made it clear at this meeting this week that the Syrian refugees who have come to Germany will only be there temporarily. They will not be allowed to stay. Be interesting to see how they police that, but Germany is a much smaller and tighter country than is ours, where it would be, well, we see how impossible it is to take care of all of the illegals that are coming to our country. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 28 minutes past the hour.
A West Coast technology company offering farm management software opens a Midwest office. A visit with the marketing director of Granular today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
A platform to make it easier for growers to manage large operations. That's how Agustina Sacerdote describes what Granular offers.
We focus a lot on analysis and benchmarking. We work with some of the best growers in the country, and so it's very important for us to give our customers kind of the sense of how they're doing against not just growers in their area, but just the best growers in general.
Sacerdote is director of marketing at Granular, which is headquartered in San Francisco, but recently opened an office in Champaign, Illinois. You can learn more at granular.ag. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Gary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the continuing Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 5th of February. As we count down from number 10 to number 1, let's review where we are at this point in the countdown. The Bill Cosby sexual assault case, number 10 on this week's countdown. The president visiting a mosque and discussing the status of the Muslim religion in our country, number 9. Super Bowl 50. And all of the entrails and entourage that goes with that, number 8. Number 7, the discussion of women in the Selective Service, and a lot of ancillary conversations that took place on some good radio programs looking into women in general. Maybe this is enough to get you to vote for a woman as president. What do you think? Or as a congressperson or as a senator? Women in the Selective Service, again, number 7. Number 6, the problems that Europeans are having. Not unlike, it's sort of the mirroring what's going on in America, the whole Syrian refugee situation. Number 6.
Number 5.
So, let's get into the second half of the countdown with numbers 5 through number 1. The battle against Daesh is number 5. Here's a reporter. I'm sorry, that's right, too. The CDC. I have the wrong page. Here we are with the focus on what the CDC, the government's Centers for Disease Control, this week, announcing that there was bad information, or maybe, I don't know whether how we interpret this, but let's listen to reporter Allison Aubrey talking to author Emily Oster about how the CDC went into the announcement sort of backwards when it comes to the situation of the Zika virus.
The CDC's recommendation that pregnant women avoid alcohol has been in place a long time, but this week came a new message aimed at raising awareness about the number of unplanned pregnancies, which is about half of all pregnancies, and the potential risk of fetal alcohol syndrome. Given that some women drink alcohol, have sex, and end up pregnant, the CDC says one thing women can do to prevent this is not drink at all. And this advice has struck many women as over the top. Emily Oster is an economist and mom who's written a book on all the anxiety-provoking rules women are given during pregnancy.
The way that they've stated this is very extreme and kind of makes it seem like they're judging all women for enjoying themselves, for having a drink occasionally, for engaging in behaviors that mostly people think are fine.
Oster says it's not as if the CDC doesn't have an important message to convey here. Some women are likely unaware of the risks of alcohol in the early weeks of pregnancy, and many people don't realize just how common unplanned pregnancies are. So Oster is not dissing the message, not at all. But she says the CDC may have missed its moment.
Because they said it in this way where the messaging was so skewed, you kind of don't get people to take you seriously. They're like, oh, the CDC, once again, telling me all this nonsense.
So by some accounts, the CDC message backfired and at the same time reignited questions among some about whether any amount of alcohol is safe during pregnancy. This is a message that most women have already heard before they get pregnant. After all, the risks are printed on bottles of beer and wine. But given the high number of unplanned pregnancies, it seems one message the CDC was trying to articulate is beware. And another message, perhaps more straightforward, is that the best advice is to stop drinking alcohol when you start trying to get pregnant.
All right, I made a mess of this when we went into it, so let me go backwards, because there are several different CDC items this week that many of us talked about on the air. This whole business about women drinking, the common sense approach, I'm going to give you as a father what my daughter and I talked about before she got pregnant. It wasn't advice because my daughter has always handled alcohol pretty well. And from a father's point of view, I mean, think about it, or a mother's point of view, or a brother's point of view, or a sister's point of view, in this circumstance, doesn't it just seem like common sense not to smoke and not to drink when you're pregnant? Why do we need the government? This is one of the great conversations I heard this week from one talk host who went off on a rail, and I could imagine myself doing this as well. We are so dependent on the government to have us understand what is common sense. Are we that off? Have we sort of displaced our common sense that much? We need the government to tell us what. Why isn't this stuff taught in school? Why aren't there health education courses? Is the question that ought to be coming to the surface here, so that women, as they grow up, know that, well, they shouldn't smoke. Now, you can say, I remember hearing from my mother. My mother smoked and drank beer during her pregnancy when she had me and my two sisters. And maybe that's, well, maybe that's what's wrong with me, people would say. But no, on a serious note, common sense would dictate, and I think this reporter just said that, that the you look at the cans and the bottles and stuff and all of those items that are there that suggest that drinking while you're pregnant isn't a good idea. If you care about your offspring, even though there are a lot of pregnancies that aren't planned, you won't do any of the things that would harm the fetus and the baby that's growing in your womb. I think, again, this becomes kind of redundant. All right, so let's not be redundant. Let's move on to number four.
Number four,
the situation in Flint, Michigan. Wow, what a mess. You talk about government and the best example maybe we can come up with so far this year of it doing the wrong thing or doing nothing or officials covering their butt. This is so outrageous what's going on in Flint. Here's host Frank Beckman talking to Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan about the hearings over the water situation in Flint and what the government is going to do to make reparations for all those people who have been affected by this.
This is a hearing that is going very seriously to look at the problem. Remember, this is a human problem. This wasn't a natural disaster. This is a human disaster. As the governors and others have said, there's blame at all levels of government, state, local, federal. We're responsible for government oversight and reform at the federal level. So our responsibility is first and foremost to look at what our obligations were and where we failed, and that's where we're looking at EPA. So it's primarily looking at EPA today. The governor submitted his willingness to come, but the feeling from our chairman was that let's get the people most involved with the technical aspects of it, and that's the DEQ. So we have the acting director of the DEQ in front of us today as well as some other individuals. Mr. Early, I guess we'll have to see why he turned us down. And there will be opportunities in the future and maybe even opportunities for having the more or less chief executive branch, which would include the governor, Gina McCarthy, the director of EPA, secretary of EPA. She's not here today either. And so we'll look at those that have the most technical responsibilities, ask the questions, and then we'll go from there. This probably is only the first of a number of hearings.
Is this an effort to assess blame for what happened in Flint?
No, I think that's something we need to keep away from. Certainly there will be blame because people made decisions. And in fact, some of the things we know so far in the background research leading up to this is that there is blame. There are decisions that we're looking at now that were made understanding a problem was there, but not moving forward on dealing with it. And that's what caused the problem. There was incompetence, very clearly, that took place. Even with out using the normal practices in how you take care of lead pipes. They have lead pipes all over this country. They're not all sloughing off lead, and there's reasons why. So this, I hope, does not become a politically motivated hearing process, but rather really looks at how do we fix it? How do we make sure it never happens again? But in turn, how do we deal with people who may indeed be affected for the rest of their lives, especially young kids, as a father and grandfather? That's my perspective. I wouldn't want my kids or my grandkids to have to deal with something that they didn't plan, they weren't responsible for, but they're going to have an impact the rest of their lives. So let's get this right. Let's fix it. Let's move on. Let's work together in a bipartisan fashion, because the problem and the blame, the whole situation isn't Republican, it isn't Democrat, it's not independent, it's American. It's a human tragedy, and for that reason, let's make sure that humans are first and foremost in their minds and how we take care of them and make it not happen in the future.
Number four.
Number three. Let's do number three. Yes. Okay. The continuing conversation about the Zika virus. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo with reporter Eben Brown. They discuss what constitutes a health emergency in the state of Florida, and what recommendations they're giving to citizens to remain safe in the circumstance.
Well, a health emergency, it sounds a bit scarier than it really is. What the governor is doing is that he's freeing up the health departments in Miami-Dade, in Lee County, which is Fort Myers, Hillsborough, which is Tampa, and Santa Rosa, which is next to Pensacola, to kind of be freed up from the whole budget process and the legislature in case they need extra resources. So if Miami-Dade needs to spray more and they need more insecticide, or they need more helicopters to spray it, or people to spray it along the ground, they can get that pretty easily without having to go through the regular bureaucratic process.
Right.
So that's what that means, first of all, and I don't want people to get too freaked out about this. But we should be concerned about Zika, and even though counties like Broward and Monroe are not being included in that order, you know, mosquitoes won't stop just on the south side of the Turnpike extension
right.
there. You know, they can fly across.
Yeah. They tend to make a move across. You're right about that.
So, we've had the nine cases that we've had in this state, and they are in those four counties, are from people who have traveled elsewhere and got infected there and then came back. For those folks, we hope that they're staying indoors for a while and avoiding mosquitoes. You know, we get mosquitoes pretty much almost year-round in Florida. We don't have winter the way they do in New York or Ohio or whatever. Those folks don't see mosquitoes till mid to late spring. We've got them now.
Right.
So there is a concern that Florida has to do more, and in general, Florida does do more to control its mosquito problems throughout the year. That involves the spraying of public lands and whatnot, and keeping brush trimmed and things like that. But there's also going to be an increased effort to contact and communicate with homeowners, with landlords, with property managers, and the like, to really make sure that there's no standing water on property anywhere, either on the ground, in a dip in an asphalt or a dip in the landscaping, or even up on a roof somewhere, because those spots of standing water, even if not very big, are just the perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Earn at 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation and enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volante treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let their kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
Number two.
Number two item this week is the payment to Iran. Here's counterterrorism expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka talking to a reporter about who this money is going to benefit and or hurt in the long run.
Secretary Kerry admits that some of the sanctions relief money will likely get to the hands of terrorists, saying, quote, some of it will end up in the hands of the IRGC, Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps, or other entities, some of which are labeled terrorists. He went on to say, though, right now we are not seeing the early delivery of funds going to that kind of endeavor at this point in time. To many people, that admission was enough to really anger folks who say they had predicted this all along. And he says that even though he doesn't have evidence of it right this moment, people are really worried that at some point that money will actually get in the hands of these terrorists. And what was the point of this to begin with?
Well, Uma, think about this. Back in March of last year, the president himself, so President Obama, gave an interview to an Arabic newspaper in which he admitted that Iran is a state sponsor of terrorism. Now we have this latest statement from one of his cabinet members who says that monies will, in all likelihood, go to terrorist organizations that are part of the Iranian government or sponsored by them. People need to understand that if I, as an individual, or any other American, gave money knowingly to an organization or an individual who would then use it to fund terrorism, we would be guilty of what is called material support to terrorism, according to the American code, and we could go to prison.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
No surprise here. The presidential race is the number one item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Review. Here are our host Steve Scott and his partner talking to a senior political editor from CBS named Steve Chigaris. They discuss whether Donald Trump has any ground to stand on when he calls to nullify the Iowa caucus results from earlier in the week.
Donald Trump wants the results of the Iowa caucuses nullified?
Yeah, he's talking about what they're calling dirty tricks that Ted Cruz took part in leading up to the caucuses. One was some mailers that he had sent around basically suggesting that people were in violation for not having caucused before. And then retweeting a news story that suggested that Ben Carson might be getting out of the race. They took it a little further and said he was getting out of the race and people should vote for Ted Cruz. And so Trump is saying that those dirty tricks have made the results of the Iowa caucuses illegitimate and that they should look at that and potentially overturn them.
Would that possibly happen?
I mean, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody who used dirty tricks, and we're talking about, Donald Trump being upset that he didn't win the Iowa caucuses. Now, there's no precedent for a political party running their own caucuses to even look at results that don't involve, either something illegal or some problem with the actual counting or tabulating of all this stuff. And so, to say dirty tricks are a trigger to potentially overturn results. I mean, there are dirty tricks in every presidential campaign. These folks are not running for Pope. And so I just think it's a stretch on Trump's part to even suggest that.
But there is dirt, that's for sure. Okay, let's see. From Portland, WGAN host Ken and Mike talking to ABC News reporter Aaron Katursky about the things heating up on the Democratic side.
Donald Trump on the Republican side is taking on Ted Cruz. Chris Christie is taking on Marco Rubio. But among Democrats, it's also getting a little bit feisty, with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders sparring over who is the true progressive. You often hear the Republicans talk about the true conservative. So on the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders says that Hillary Clinton cannot be a progressive because she calls herself a committed moderate. And Hillary Clinton calls that a low blow, since she says she's been fighting her whole life for progressive causes.
And also, I know last night a speaking fee from a speaking engagement at Goldman Sachs that Hillary had came up too.
And she was asked by the moderator, Anderson Cooper, did you need to get paid $675,000 or whatever it was? And Clinton said, I don't know, that's what they offered.
Right, yeah.
And Bernie Sanders has gone after her for that, saying that she must be beholden to Wall Street if she's taking such high speaking fees. Hillary Clinton said it's not true. And then she goes on to outline her plan for reining in Wall Street banks. And she said that everyone is attacking her on the issue, and investment banks are spending so much lobbying money against her because they know that she will take them on. She also hit Sanders in the pocketbook, too, saying that, you know, he can be as progressive as he wants, but she's the only candidate that has pledged not to raise taxes.
True. Originally, they were not going to have this many debates, but if I recall correctly, Bernie Sanders said that if they didn't have more debates, he wasn't going to do the town hall meeting yesterday. So was this, I mean, does it appear that Hillary does not want to do debates, or it appears that she's going along with more debates now?
Well, I don't think she's got a choice. The Democratic Party announced 6 more debates. The first one's tonight up at the University of New Hampshire, and then there's going to be 5 more through May, which suggests that this primary fight may go on a lot longer than either Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton anticipated.
All right, so now let's review where we are here, counting down from number 10 to number 1, recapping the presidential race. That was the situation we were just listening to. But at number 10, Bill Cosby. Number 9, the president's mosque visit. Number 8, the run-up to Super Bowl 50. Number 7, the discussion of women in the Selective Service and in the service itself. European refugee problem at number 6. The government's recommendation from the CDC about women and their pregnancy, number 5. The Flint water situation is number 4. The Zika virus, number 3. Number 2, the payment going to Iran, who's actually getting that $1.7 billion, and the presidential race, and the focus on parties and the party system, and whether the party system is falling apart, all at number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So you can go visit DougStephan.com and see the list of all top 10 and tell us which one for you is the most important. We do that every weekend after the countdown is over or during the countdown. So you go to DougStephan.com and look at the 10 there, and then tell us which one for your purposes is the most important. That's it, our weekly review in this hour of the Hot Hits and Talk Radio. I'm Doug Stephan on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you for being around for this.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.